happening locally. The news.
And it is time for us to take our last look for this week. In fact, our last look for this month here on The Breakfast Show at some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The teachers' unions meeting in the city of Santiago de Veraguas reported on Thursday afternoon that they will meet with their bases in order to decree an indefinite work stoppage. A spokesperson for the group indicated that the government of Laurentino Cortizo sent a commission to the meeting in Santiago, but without any kind of proposals. The members of the Association of Veraguanese Educators got up from the negotiating table while their colleagues protested in various sectors of the country, such as in the city of David and other points of the Inter-American Highway in the province of Coclé. Meanwhile, the spokesman for the authorities indicated that the dialogue table is still open and that this Friday they will be willing to continue meeting with the representatives of the teachers' unions. Earlier, a large number of teachers marched towards the National Assembly, which was heavily cordoned off. The educators, who have declared themselves unemployed, demand solutions to the constant rises in fuel prices and the basic food basket, among other claims. "There they are! There they are, the ones who sell the nation!" the educators chanted in the vicinity of the National Assembly. Many students and parents joined into the activity. "We stand up in protest," said the teachers' leader, Diogenes Sanchez. Sanchez said that for now the actions in the streets will continue until this Friday. This is intended to force the government to fulfill its campaign promises. After several days of protests in the streets Thursday morning in the high-level working table between teacher representatives and the government authorities had been installed. The conversations seek to address the issues that have motivated the claims: the constant increase in the price of fuel and the high cost of living. The city of Santiago has been the epicenter of the citizen protests that have taken to the streets in recent days. On behalf of the government, the table is headed by the head of education, Maruja Gorday de Villalobos, and will be mediated by the ombudsman's office. Gorday de Villalobos said that the expectations that she has with this dialogue is that each one can present their requests, find a middle ground, and continue. "I appeal to our schools to be remained open," said the official prior to the start of the talks. It must be remembered that on Wednesday the leadership of the Teachers Association of Panama, ASOPROF, announced a strike of 72 hours, extendable. The decision was made after a meeting that took place in the auditorium of the University of Panama. But regarding the effects of the suspension of classes, Gorday de Villalobos said that this issue is under evaluation. Until yesterday, there was an opening of more than 85% of the schools. Last Friday, that percentage was 90%. However, the Minister of Education did not rule out that the number of closed schools may be increasing. "We cannot afford that luxury," said the official. Also participating in the dialogue are representatives of the Ministries of Commerce and Industry, Economy and Finance, Government and Agricultural Development, as well as officials from the Authority for Consumer Protection and Defence of Competition and the Traffic and Land Transportation Authority. "We do not want dizziness, but solutions," said one of the spokespersons for the National Alliance for the Rights of Organised People, which participates in the dialogue. While this dialogue continues in Santiago, the protest actions of teachers in other parts of the country do not stop. A group of students and administrators from the University of Panama went out to protest at noon this Thursday, the 7th of July, against the government and closed the Transísmica Highway. They denounced the government's lack of responses to the problems faced by citizens, such as the high cost of the basic food basket, the constant rise in fuel prices, as well as medicines. Agents of the National Police proceeded to divert the drivers to alternative routes. "The actions will continue," warned Damien Espino of the National Union of Workers of the University of Panama. The National Directorate of Environmental Education of the Ministry of Education, MEDUCA, through a circular, informed the directors of educational centres that the use of a mask in classrooms will be maintained, despite the lifting of the measure revoking the mandatory use from next Monday, the 11th of July. The circular that bears the signature of the National Director of Environmental Education, Carmen Aprecio, indicated that the decision was made as a precaution to reduce the risk of contagion of any infectious disease such as influenza, COVID-19, among others. The Maduka reported that the elimination of the mandatory use of the masks in the classrooms of official and private educational centres will be applied gradually, according to a series of factors that must be taken into consideration to prevent the risk of COVID-19 contagion in schools across the country. Aparicio asked parents and the educational community in general to collaborate with this preventative measure. The Maduka and the Land Transit and Transportation Authority indicated that the use of the mask inside school buses will also be mandatory. The decisions were made in response to recommendations from the Ministry of Health given at the institutional work table. The Costa Rican government lamented Panama's lack of will to reach an agreement through dialogue that ends a trade dispute related to dairy products and fruits, and announced that it will continue with the litigation before the World Trade Organization, the WTO. Since this situation originated, Costa Rica has never renounced the constructive dialogue with Panama, but our repeated efforts have not found any effective response from the Panamanian side, which leaves us no choice but to terminate this course of action at the ministerial level, Costa Rican Foreign Trade Minister Manuel Tovar said in a statement. The minister assured that the path of dialogue at the level of presidents will remain open if an opening is found on the part of Panama, but asserted that from now on the Ministry of Foreign Trade will continue to focus decisively on the ongoing litigation before the WTO. The case refers to the restrictions that Panama has imposed on the entry of Costa Rican agricultural products such as dairy products, strawberries, pineapples, bananas, meat and sausages from bovine pork and poultry. Last August, the Costa Rican government reported that it had asked the WTO to establish an arbitration panel to settle the differences that it has with Panama. The dispute settlement processes before the WTO began in January of 2021 through the request for consultations, a phase that aims to provide a space for dialogue between countries in which a solution has not yet been reached. Now, according to the Costa Rican authorities, Panama reported on the 10th of July of 2020 on the decision not to extend export authorization to a list of previously authorized Costa Rican establishments that have been exporting to Panama for many years. The Panamanian authorities have justified the decision in safety procedures for the food that is introduced into the country. A group of Costa Rican plants expired on the 30th of June of 2020, the period that enabled them to export to Panama without having carried out the necessary procedures for renewal, the Panamanian authorities indicated at the time. Minister Tovar said on Thursday that last week he spoke with the Minister of Commerce and Industry of Panama, Federico Alfaro, as a last attempt to reach an agreement. Now, according to Tovar, the rapprochement with Panama have had the objective of demanding in a very concrete way the urgent need to eliminate the unjustified restrictions that Panama has been imposing on exports of a considerable group of Costa Rican agricultural products for nearly 2 years. The Costa Rican government affirmed that this controversy has added to another non-compliance of Panama that closed its market to Costa Rican tomato exports. The government is evaluating the suspension of concessions to Panama in application of the legitimate mechanisms established in the regulations that govern foreign trade, the official statement points out. In the early hours of this Thursday morning, experts from the Public Ministry and the Institute of Legal Medicine and Forensic Sciences carried out a review to evaluate the points where the lifeless body of the murdered businesswoman, Stephanie Rodriguez, was found. This was on March the 30th of this year. She was found in a solitary spot near a hydroelectric plant in El Valle de las Lomas in David. The diligence was requested by lawyers of the defendant in this case, Ahmed Hissam Ahmed. The lawyer of the Rodriguez family, Cristobal Sanchez, participated in the expert opinion, who indicated that he respects the decision of Judge Pablo González for the review. Stephanie Rodriguez, 35 years of age, was reported missing on March the 30th of this year, and on the 4th of April of this year, special groups of the National Police found the body of the merchant in El Valle de las Lomas, where today the review was centred. On the 1st of June of this year, the Chiriquí Guarantees Judge, Juan Castillo, charged Ahmed Hissam Ahmed with charges for the alleged commission of the crimes of femicide, deprivation of liberty and aggravated robbery against Rodriguez. The Ministry of the Presidency will present to the Cabinet Council a proposal to take to the National Assembly which allows extending the social aid received by the 480 affected by the clashes that occurred from July the 6th to the 10th of 2010 in the district of Changuinola, province of Bocas del Toro. Currently, some 82 day labourers who suffered vision damage during these clashes were granted a monthly lifetime pension of $800 by the state, and another 400 receive a pension of $200. However, Law 28 of the 4th of May of 2015, which regulates this economic support, establishes that in this last group, the aid must be reviewed every 3 years. Precisely this month of October ends that period, and so far the victims have not had an answer about the future of the pension. Many of them have hundreds of pellets embedded in their muscles, bones and organs, such as kidneys and livers. Jacinto Quintero, coordinator of the July 8th committee, indicated that one of the agreements with the presidency is that the aid will continue until 2025, especially since many of those affected by the clashes have seen their health deteriorate in recent years. In addition, he stressed that they requested that at least one ophthalmologist be appointed in Bocas del Toro, since currently they do not have this type of specialists in the province and they must travel to Panama City to receive care. It was learned that a high-level interinstitutional commission headed by the Vice Minister of the Presidency, Carlos Garcia, attended the members of the 8th of July committee in the Presidency Amphitheatre. Garcia described the meeting as positive and explained that as one of the priorities of the Ministry of the Presidency, follow-up will be given to the medical treatment received by those affected in the Social Security Fund compensation, the process of legitimising the right of heirs, and the evaluation to certify possible affected parties, among other processes that are required by law. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this Friday morning. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you this morning on The Breakfast Show.